It's the Thursday morning before the Saturday performance of the Holiday Brass, and the ensemble is working its way through an arrangement of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, which was written before the invention of modern brass instruments. By Saturday, these 14 players will have brought this difficult piece to heel, but right now it's taking all their concentration under the direction of conductor Brad Hogarth, a professor of music at San Francisco State University.
And I'm just throwing everybody under the bus. So I'll switch into, was that a comfortable start? And then as we get back,
I take a couple of pictures and leave them to it. The interviews will have to wait until the afternoon at the Highliner Cafe. The group has just come back from lunch and a chilly boat trip around the islands of Sitka Sound. No horn player on earth can pass up espresso under these trying circumstances.
Decaf Americano is my drink, by the way.
Yeah. Can't have the caffeine before rehearsal.
Scott Maycomber plays trumpet with the San Francisco Opera Orchestra. This is his 10th performance with Sitka's Holiday Brass.
Oh, gosh, it's such a great experience. It's like a family, you know, that gets together once a year, and we're all really good friends and love hanging out together and love playing together. And Roger puts together a really beautiful program every year. It's usually there's a blend of standards and classics that everybody would expect to hear, but then usually a lot of other beautiful Baroque works. And he has a real talent for matching pieces together and shaping a program, and so I love to come back for that. They feed us really well.
Good food comes up over and over again talking with the Holiday Brass musicians. We all eat a lot over the holidays, but these people are sometimes playing a church service by day and a performance of the Nutcracker by night, night after night, through Christmas Day. December for brass players is like April for accountants.
Yeah, you're going to find me on a beach right after Christmas. My family's going to Mexico for 5 days.
The Holiday Brass started over 2 decades ago with Sitka Fine Arts Camp director Roger Schmidt and his boyhood next-door neighbor Wade Demmert playing a Christmas concert as a duet on their trombones. Its days as a boys' club are long since past. Three women also now regularly perform in the group and travel great distances to play in Sitka.
And you are?
I'm Donna Parks. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I play with the Louisville Orchestra.
But you're not from Louisville.
I am most definitely not from Louisville. I'm from Canberra, Australia.
What brings you back to Sitka?
I have been coming now, I think it's 10 years, for this concert in December with the Holiday Brass, and I absolutely love it here. I love the group that we play with, the group of musicians we have. We play wonderful repertoire, but I now just love coming to be in Sitka. I also teach in the summer at the arts camp, so I've managed to find a way to get here 2 times a year, but I just love it here. It's gorgeous, and the community is wonderful. It's one of a kind. I love every minute of being here.
Louisville is not the biggest city in the U.S., but it's got to be a lot more hectic than Sitka.
It absolutely is. And just being able to be this close to genuine wilderness and be in an environment like this is so wonderful. We were just saying, we were on our boat ride, and just saying that exact thing, that to have this opportunity is just a complete gift, a chance to really take a breath and unwind and, you know, let your body restore a little bit. It's wonderful.
That theme comes up often, too. Sitka's Holiday Brass is a chance to perform in a concert that demands much, but also gives Bach. Despite the challenging repertoire, each one of the Holiday Brass players sees this concert, and even the long days of rehearsal, as a respite before returning to their own orchestras for the home stretch into Christmas. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Wilsey.